إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Continuing with the عقيدة ابن أبي زيد القرواني, or as is called القروانية of ابن أبي زيد القرواني رحمه الله, which we started last year, and due to being really busy with a heavy program last year in the summer, walhamdulillah, we were able to complete Sulam al-Wusul in Masjid Sunnah with the explanation of different scholars. Alhamdulillah, bini'mati tatimu al-salihat. And other books, yani, we were able to read and complete in the period that we were here. And this is the way forward, that we busy ourselves with that which is benefits, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ikhlas in our qawl and our amal, and not to occupy ourselves with that which yani will only hold us back and create more yani dissension amongst the Ahlul Sunnah. So it's better to busy ourselves with that which is going to benefit us inshaAllah, and that which benefits is that which is sought for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ikhlas. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They have not been ordered except to worship Allah sincerely in His religion. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ. To Allah belongs the sincere religion. So it is possible for errors to be made. However, the person, whoever it is, we take back our errors and we ask Allah to forgive us. And this is the way of the Sunni, and this is the way of Ahlul Sunnah. We move forward inshaAllah upon advice, الدين نصيحة, as in the hadith of Tamim al-Dari, Abu Raqayyah radiallahu anhu, in Sahih Muslim, الدين نصيحة, الدين نصيحة, الدين نصيحة. قلنا لمن يا رسول الله؟ قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. And this religion is advice. Three times he repeated it. And the opposite of النصيحة is الغش, is to cheat. To cheat, يعني, your covenant between you and Allah, between you and the people. So religion is advice. Adinu nasiha, adinu nasiha, adinu nasiha. Many people who speak, unfortunately, yani, they do not have this hadith in front of them. So they move forward and they create more harm than good. Nasallah salama. And that advice is to Allah, at-tawheed, to His book, the Quran, to the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to His way, and likewise to the leaders of the Muslims, in opposition to the way of the Khawarij, who try to rectify the rulers with their tongue and sword by openly mention their errors and openly causing dissension away from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in advising him alone, and advice to the general folk, to the general people. So we pray up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He puts haqq in what I say, and that He makes us sincere and we benefit in these next few weeks inshaAllah before Ramadan, to finish off Al-Qirwaniyya of Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Qirwani Al-Maliki Al-Salafi from the 4th century. And reviving these books is very important. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi Al-Madkhali Hafidhullah, always he mentions, and other than him from the ulama, revive the books of the Salaf. Revive the books of the Salaf. These are the things that will unite us, the books of the Salaf. So Alhamdulillah, in the past 15 to 20 years that we've been coming, well, 15 years at least that we've been coming back to this country, Alhamdulillah, we've been trying to complete the books of Muhammad Wahhab Rahimullah, Alhamdulillah, and the books of the Salaf, in order for the people to benefit in that which that which will aid them in this life and the hereafter. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept that, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in these next few weeks until we leave, that we continue in that call which will benefit our community until we leave. Wallahu a'lam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our deficiency and make our actions better than our speech. قال المؤلف رحمه الله وهو ابن أبي زيد القرواني والإيمان بالقدر والإيمان بالقدر the خير as well as the شر. This is the first point of belief, the first point that we can continue from. This is where we have reached, and to believe in the قدر, its خير as well as its شر. And then he mentioned حلوه ومره, يعني it's the one, its sweetness, the thing that we like and enjoy, that is destined for us, and murruh, that thing which is sour, or something which maybe we're not pleased with, displeased with, that which we are pleased with and that which we are not pleased with. We have to believe in the qadr, bil qadr, khayrihi wa sharrihi wa hulwihi wa murrih. And then he says, wa kulli dhalika, or if we start a new sentence, wa kullu dhalika qad qaddarahu Allahu Rabbuna, and all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has destined and ordained and pre-decreed. ومقادر الأمور بيده, and the destiny is in his hands, يعني whatever he wills. مصدرها عن قضائه, and its reference or its source is, with regards his judgment, is based upon his knowledge, his ilm, that علم كل شيء, that he knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. قبل كونه Fajara, before it occurred and then it occurred. Before it occurred, Allah knew it. Before it occurred and then it occurred. Then he says, Fajara ala qadrihi, and it occurred based upon his qadr. Wala yakunu min ibadihi qawlun wala amalun illa waqad qadahu wa sabaqa ilmuhu bihi. Ala ya'lamu man khalaqa wa huwa al-latiful khabir. He says, wala yakunu min ibadihi qawlun, that there isn't any statement that emanates from his servant, wala amal, nor any action that emanates from his servant, illa waqad qadahu wa sabaqa ilmuhu bihi, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it, and his knowledge, and the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preceded that action. Before it occurred, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already willed it. Ala ya'lamu man khalaqa wa huwa al-latiful khabir, isn't the one who, yani, ألا يعلم من خلق, the one who created, doesn't he know, ألا يعلم, سبحان الله, من خلق, وهو اللطيف الخبير, while he, Allah, is اللطيف. And Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali, he said, اللطيف has two meanings. اللطيف, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, he says, and this is in his explanation of those asma' al-sifat, which he did in poetry format, which you can get in one volume with Qirwaniya as well. And he said, beautiful, wallahi, beautiful explanation. He says, Al-Latif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of your affairs without you realizing. This is what meaning of Al-Latif. Allah takes care of your, yani, affairs. You don't even know he's taking care of your affairs. Those are apparent, and those are even hidden affairs. Allah is taking care of, for example, your rizq. You don't realize that Allah is taking care of your rizq. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ, but already it's been written. Already it's been ordained. Already every drop of water that you will take, Allah has destined it. Every, as they say in Saudi, halala, in here, pennies, it's already ordained. It's already prescribed. Whatever you're going to earn, as in the hadith of Sadiq al-Masduq, and this hadith also, the ulama, they use it when they describe al-qadr. The hadith of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, حدثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو صادق المصدوق. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned to us, yani he's going to mention the hadith, and he is Sadiq al-Masduq. Why he said Sadiq al-Masduq? Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimullah said, Sadiq عند Allah, Masduq عند الناس. Sadiq عند Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who entrusted him with the risala, and he made him bashiran wa nadira, a glad, yani calling to glad tidings, and nadira, a warner. A warner, yani away from shirk, away from bid'ah, bashir to tawheed, calling to tawheed, calling to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Haddathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa huwa sadiqul masduq. Masduq عند الناس, they entrusted him, the likes of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, who was who is the most truthful, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, most truthful amongst the companions. He's the best of the companions, radiallahu anhu. And when Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, when we visited him in Unayza, alhamdulillah, we were able to see him before he passed away, rahimahullah. We saw him in Unayza, and he was explaining the hadith of Isra wal Mi'raj. I think yesterday, many of the innovators, they spent all night praying because of Isra wal Mi'raj. That's why the ulama, they say, Ta'ish Rajab, Tara Ajab. If you reach Rajab, you will see amazing, strange things. Tara Ajab. Because yesterday, it was a bid'ah that the people, they spent all night, yesterday or the day before, they spent all nights praying, worshipping, because they believed the Isra wal Mi'raj was that time. And even if it was that time, did Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spend all night in praying and worshipping and so on in that particular night? Did the Sahaba? No. So when you specify, you have legislated. When you specify ibadah for a particular time, you have legislated. So here we have the explanation of Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, which I heard with my own ears. And in front of the Shaykh rahimahullah, he said, the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the best of the Sahaba. And there are two incidents, he said, which showed us that he was the best of the Sahaba. Of course, there are more than that, but he specified these two incidents. He said, first of all, the incident of Isra wal Mi'raj. Because of that incident, the mushrikun, they tried to cause doubt in the community against Islam, against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And yet Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he, when they came to him and they said to him, look, your prophet says that he went up in the night journey to above the seven heavens. And he said to them, if he's what you say, that he said this, if he said this, then I believe. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look how truthful Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was. Mushrikun will try to cause doubt to the rest of the Sahaba, but look how firm, Shaykh Nu'taymin Rahimahullah says, look how firm Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in his answer. No hesitance in accepting that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam straight away, yani he was the firmest amongst the Sahaba at that time and all the time. He's the firmest amongst them, the best of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, as-Siddiq. And the second incident, he said, rahimahullah, rahmatan wasi'a, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah was a jabal. Wallahi, he was a mountain in knowledge, rahimahullah, and in his teaching and his example, rahimahullah. Alhamdulillah, we saw him in Hajj time. He was teaching tafsir, Surah al-Nasr. And other than that, when he used to come to Makkah, he used to teach in Masjid al-Nabawi. And the last time he came, and we were in Jeddah at that time, we traveled to the Haram. And the last time he said, I don't know if I'm going to see you after this year, because he was ill. And rahimahullah, he died after that, after Ramadan. Straight after Ramadan, after that dars, rahimahullah, he passed away. And if you look in many areas of knowledge, whether it is in Arabic language or tafsir or hadith or mustalah al-hadith or usul fiqh or qawa'id al-fiqhiyya or other than that from the ulum, yani, or the alat, the Arabic language, and other than that, he's an imam, rahimahullah. He's an imam, no doubt about it. And it only takes one to look at his works and to see how great this imam was, rahimahullah. Second incident, he said, was when Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, at the time of the death of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and there were many people, you know, at that time, those who left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that the hypocrites, the mushrikun, they were trying to cause havoc and calamity amongst the community. And the people of fitna was trying to cause harm. And yet Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, even after what Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, because he was ready to strike anyone who said that Prophet ﷺ had died, but yet Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he stood firm, and he was the firmest amongst the companions radiallahu anhu. And he said, whoever worship Allah, whoever worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he has died, and whoever worships Allah, then he lives and doesn't die. And that was a great firmness, statement for the Muslims to gain their strength, that at the end of the day we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith also, or this athar, is a refutation on the Brelvis and the Sufi, the Sufis who say that the Prophet ﷺ is alive. In this life he is dead, and Abu Bakr Siddiq confirmed that. And Allah confirmed it in the Quran where he said, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. You are dead and they will die. Everybody will die. The Prophet ﷺ said in an authentic narration that in 100 years from now, no one that is alive will live. Meaning that including himself, no one is alive that will live. And the only exception is for Isa alayhi salam. So the Sufis who go around saying that Khidr alayhi salam is alive and is hovering somewhere and is alive, and they try to lie to the community saying that he's given me revelation, then all this is false and futile and is refuted and rejected. كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَإِنْ رَآهَا النَّاسِ حَسَنًا هَكَذَا قَالَ إِبْنُ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Every innovation is misguidance, even if the people see it as good. And that is an explanation of the hadith of Aisha, مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَ فَهُ رَدٍّ. It's hadith of Sahih Muslim. Whoever does an action which we have not brought, it will be rejected. And in Bukhari, مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ فِيهِ وَمِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدٍّ. Whoever introduces an affair which we have not brought, it will be rejected. So these two hadith, the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, both of them refute the introducer of the innovation and the actor of the innovation, the follower. Both of them are refuted. The innovator and the follower of innovation. So, Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah mentioned those two instances regarding Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Even though we know that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in hadith Muwatta Imam Malik, he was seen to be pulling out his tongue. And Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu said to him, may Allah forgive you. May Allah forgive you. Yani, what are you doing? May Allah forgive you. He said, radiallahu anhu, this has brought me destruction. This has brought me destruction. This is who? Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. How about me and you? How about us? How about us? We don't know how dangerous this tongue is, which is like worse than a sword. Yani, a sword, if it hits you, you bleed. But afterwards it gets better. But how about if you take the rights of your Muslim brother? With ghiba. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Or namima. Al-namima, tail carrying. The Prophet ﷺ went past two graves and said, إِنَّهُمَ لَيُعَذَّبَانِ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرًا. They are both being punished, and they are not being punished for a major sin. Then he paused and said, بَلْ إِنَّهَا كَبِيرًا. Rather, it is a major sin. أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. As for one of them, then he used to go between the people with tail carrying. And in another narration says, بِالْغِيبَ. He used to go through the people with the people backbiting. This is serious, ya ikhwan. That punishment of the grave is serious. This is something that any one of us can be affected by. May Allah protect us all. But this is a reality. And nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. So at-taqwa, at-taqwa to each and every one of us. At-taqwa, at-taqwa. Piety. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make me first upon that. Because to call to somebody to do something good and you don't do it, the hadith which mentions about the one who will have his insides, he'll be going around just like he's going around the mill in the hellfire. And they'll say to him, didn't you tell us to do good? I told you to do good, but I didn't do it. I told you to keep away from bad, but I did it. So the matter is serious. The matter is serious for the caller and the called, Allah. But for the caller, he has greater weight on him. And that's why for the caller, he has to be even more careful what he says. For the caller, he has to be more careful, has to make muraqabah of himself and what he says and his action more than the one who is calling. The matter is severe indeed, wallah. And this is why, as Shaykh Muhammad Al-Aqeel, he mentioned he has a book on the angels, an excellent book on the angels. He mentioned that it's not only what you say the angels record, but also what you do, and also the reason for somebody's guidance. You get that reward, inshaAllah. مَنْ دَلَّ النَّاسَ عَلَى خَيْرٍ كَانَ لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ مِنْ تَبِعَةٍ وَيَنْقُصُ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْئًا. And whoever calls the people to evil as well, he will have the ithm of all those that follow him. So don't be رَأْسًا فِي الْبِدْعَةِ or رَأْسًا فِي الشَّرِ. But be muttabi' in that which is khair, and that which is sunnah, as some of the salaf used to say. Don't be ahead in fitna or in innovation or in bringing about evil. Be a follower of that which is going to bring about good in your family, in yourself first and foremost, your family, your neighbors, and those around you. I wanted to share with you anyway the statement of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah regarding Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, because it was a beautiful benefit. I didn't hear it anywhere else. Rahimahullah. وَقَدْ قَدَاهُ وَسَبَقَ عِلْمُهُ بِهِمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated whatever is going to happen. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. So that was the reason why we spoke about that, because Allah is al-latif. He takes care of your hidden affairs even without you realizing. And the second meaning is he knows the most minute affair. He knows, na'am, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he knows the sir. He knows, as the verse, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. He knows the deception in the eyes of the deceiver and what the hearts contain. Allah knows it. You can't hide. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَ تَدْهَبُونَ. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to hide? Even if you run, you're going to run away to Allah. فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You cannot run away from Allah. That's why he said, فَفِرُّ إِلَى. He didn't say مِن. You can't run away from Allah. You will only run away to Allah. So you will not be able to get out of this prison, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. Because in the end you are going to return to Allah. وَأَنَّمَ رَدَّنَا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَسَتَذْكُرُونَ مَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Allah is all, he knows what he sees, what the servants are doing. So what is required from each and every one of us is, wallahi, first and foremost, rectification of the heart. To correct the aqidah, to correct the manhaj, so that you be upon the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before that, al-ikhlas. This is the hardest thing. Because shaitan is trying to lead us astray with not being sincere in what we do. And this is from the alim to the one being called. Even the alim, he has to fight himself. Yani fight his to be sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the alim, and it's more upon the weight on the alim. And you know the hadith in Sahih Muslim, the three who will be brought on the day of judgment. From the first of those who will be judged. And one of them is alim. He will come. He said, "What have you done with what I've given you?" He said, "I have taught the people. يعني تعلمت العلم. I have learned the knowledge for your sake." And he taught the people a benefit for your sake. He said, "You have lied, كذبت. You taught the people so the people can say you are a alim وقد قيل. And it was said." So he'll be dragged on his face and thrown into the hellfire. There's somebody who is at that level, a knowledgeable person at that level, but yet, and even the narrator of that hadith, he would faint many times before narrating the hadith. He would faint before narrating the hadith, because the matter is serious. The matter is between Jannah and Nar. Fariqun fil Jannah or Fariqun fil Sa'ir. This is the reality. There's no third way. Either you're in Jannah or the hellfire. And if you are Muslim, Asi, then you are under the will of Allah. Insha'a عذبك وإن شاء غفر لك. If he wills, he punishes you, and if he wills, he forgives you, and you enter paradise. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, and this also a great imam who we met in Mecca, and also we visited him in Jizan, Samta. Went to see him in Samta about maybe 12 years ago. And I went with one brother, and we went actually first two, because we couldn't get a direct flight. For some reason that weekend, Qadr Allah, oh yes, we heard there was a sheikh in Abha at the time who's got Sanad, Ali. Between him and Muhammad Abdul Wahab rahimullah is only three people. Subhanallah. Sanad Ali is in his 90s. So I wanted to read to him. You know, if there's a mistake in the qira'ah, then alhamdulillah. We went there, it was raining that day, pouring down. got to Abha, we found that he's gone on Umrah. He went on Umrah. So we didn't see him there. And the person who showed us the way, he turned out to be Ikhwani Hizbi. And we're trying to get away from him now, because we realize he's saying the wrong names, you know. He's saying to us, oh, do you know Hassan al-Banna, the Ikhwani? Do you know Sayyid Qutb? Also, trying to get away from this individual. It just happened, we asked the person the way to this Sheikh's house, just to read to this Sheikh, because of the Sanad Ali. This was in Abha at that time. And then we, when they were trying to hold us, they took us to their markaz. We're trying to get away from them now, because we went in their car. We didn't know their Hizbi, we didn't know Ikhwani, just a man passing by on the street. But when we came to know, we said to them, look, we want to go. They said, no, it's raining hard. You can't leave today, you have to spend the night. I said, A'udhu billah, we don't stay. We don't want to stay, spend the night with you brothers. We want to go now to the next, we're going to the ulama, yani, next city. So we hired the car, we had the car anyway ready to go to Samta. They said, don't go, it's very dangerous. We said, we see Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahmatullah, Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali, this is more beloved to us than the road. If it's dangerous, we'll go on the road, inshallah, until we reach the ulama, until we'll see them. And alhamdulillah, one of the brothers there, he said, I will take you to show you the way. And he turned out to be from Samita, but he was confused by these individuals. And in the end, he said, I'll be with you in the car. So alhamdulillah, we gave him da'wah all the way to Samita, away, to get away from these individuals. Look, they're living in Saudi Arabia, in Abha, away from the ulama, subhanallah. And they are going, nas'Allah salama. Look how Hizbiyah blinds the people. They're living in the Mamlaka, but yet they're away from the ulama. Alhamdulillah, we got to Samta, and Sheikh Ahmed rahimullah was not well at that time. He was lying down in his bed, and still he accepted us to come in. Went inside. He said, if you have come to read, even that time he's sick, and he said, if you come to read, and you read to him mutun, books, he said, then make sure you have tazkiyah from Sheikh Rabi' and from Sheikh Ahmed Bazmur. He mentioned these two names. And we thought, because he's ill, we don't want to make him more sick in his state and his situation. So, and the brother also advised us, you know, he's not well. So alhamdulillah, we did ziyarat al-marid, which is from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the haqq al-Muslim. And then we went to the markaz where Sheikh Zayd was, and we asked the Sheikh, subhanallah, as soon as we got there, he got out the bukhur. Ya ikhwan, look at the manners of the ulama. You go out the bukhur, you go out the dates, you go out the qahwa. And subhanallah, the sheikh sat down next to us, because we were visitors. Allahu Akbar. The sheikh humbled himself. Man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah raises him. And that was back then. How about now? The sheikh, of course, much more knowledgeable. Back then he was a alim for what he has done. The books that he has put out, Afnan Nadiya, the explanation of Subul al-Sawiyya in fiqh, the whole of the Abiyat Fiqhiyya of Hafidh al-Hakami, he put it, he explained it, the sharh, and called it Afnan Nadiya. And he brought his aqidah, Subul al-Salam, which is Allah, beautiful. It's like Kitab al-Tawheed, and it's like the hadith of Jibreel is in there, and also the love of Rasulullah, love of the Sahaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and radiallahu anhum. All of that he explained in three volumes, you can find it, Ma'arij al-Qabul, and other books. And just recently, it's been printed and published, Usul al-Sunnah, and also Kitab al-Iman of Muhammad rahimahullah. He explained that as well. So all of that, khair upon khair upon khair. And recently he came to Medina, mashallah, tabarakah, Sheikh Zayd, and may Allah reward him. He gave beautiful lectures and durus there in the Masjid Qiblatain, which they call Qiblatain, is actually very cinema. And may Allah reward him. So alhamdulillah, we spent the whole weekend there, and the Sheikh agreed to that we recite, read Qawaid al-Arba'ah of Muhammad Wahhab rahimullah with his explanation. So alhamdulillah, that was our ghanima, the booty that we took back with us at that time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their patience and their time. For after every salah, he said, any visitors that usually come, after every salah, they read. after his durus. And he so Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, great imam, and his teacher yani Hafiz al-Hakami himself rahimahullah. So if the teacher is Hafiz al-Hakami, ni'm al-alim, ni'm al-mudarris, fa kayfa bi-talib. Talib mashallah istafada, and he benefited, and he is the teacher of Sheikh Rabi' and Sheikh Zayd as well, Hafizahullah rahimahullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him and raise him many levels in paradise. And all of them, they busied themselves with the Kutub al-Salaf. All of them, they busied themselves with Kutub al-Salaf. Sheikh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah, he says, Al-Imanu bil-Qadr khairihi wa sharrih ruknun min arkan al-Iman al-Sitta. لا يؤمن أحد إلا بالإيمان بذلك. وقد روى المسلم أن عبد الله بن عمر رضي عنهما بينما هو داخل المسجد اكتنفه رجلان من أهل البصرة فقال أحدهما وظن أن صاحبه سيكل الكلام إليه قال إنه قد ظهر قبلنا أقوام يقرؤون القرآن ويتقفرون العلم يزعمون أن لا قدر وأن الأمر أنف. This first hadith in Sahih Muslim. You can't forget it. It's a hadith about Qadr. And this hadith, two from the Tabi'een, coming from Iraq, coming to see Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. They saw him, and then they, one came to the one side, one came to the other side, and one of them presumed that the kalam would be for him. So he said to him, after coming all the way from Basra, coming to Medina, he said to him that they have come about a people, yani where we came from in Basra, who recite the Quran. They recite the Quran, and there are people who busy themselves in knowledge, but they say that la qadr, there is no qadr, pre-decree, wa anna al-amr unuf, and that the affair is as it is, yani without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the one knowing and decreeing the affair. فقال له عبد الله بن عمر إذا لقيت أولئك فأخبرهم أني براء منهم وأنهم براء مني. When you meet them, tell them that I have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. والذي يحلف به عبد الله بن عمر لو أنفق أحدهم مثل أحد ذهبا ما تقبل منه حتى يؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. He swears by Allah, who's the Lord of Abdullah ibn Umar. He swears by Allah that if these individuals who deny the qadr were to give in charity the gold the size of Uhud, it will not be accepted from them until they accept the qadr. Look in the hadith of Jibreel. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he says in his explanation of 40 hadith, he says, hadith of Jibreel, when the Prophet said, وَأَنْتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ, he says, أَنْتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ. Then when he came to a qadr, what did he say? He didn't say, وَالْقَدَر. He says, وَأَنْتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدَر. He repeated it again. Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, why did he repeat it? Because to reaffirm that this is a great belief indeed. This is great belief. He didn't just say, أَنْتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْقَدَرِ. He said, أَنْتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَأَنْتُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ. You see, repeated it again. وَأَنْتُؤْمِنُ بِالْقَدَرِ. Reaffirming that this is a great belief indeed. And what does Al-Qadr mean? He will explain. Shaykh Ahmad al-Najmi rahimahullah will explain. ثم شرع يحدث عن أبيه بالحديث الذي. Then he mentioned the hadith of Umar al-Khattab, which is the hadith of Jibreel. The hadith comes in the same story, hadith Jibreel, and he's questioning about arkan and Islam and iman. When he came to iman, he mentioned about the six beliefs. And well, ihsan, he says, وَأَنْ تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. فَذَكَرَ أَنَّ الْأَرْكَانَ الْإِسْلَامِ خَمْسَةً. He mentioned the arkan of Islam are five. And he mentioned that the arkan of iman are six. فَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدْرِ رُكْنٌ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِيمَانِ وَلَا يَصِحُ إِيمَانُ عَبْدٍ إِلَّا بِذَلِكَ وَقَدْ خَالَفَ فِي ذَلِكَ فِئَتَانِهُمَا. And two groups, they opposed Ahl Sunnah in their belief in Al-Qadr. The first of them, the Qadariya. An-Nufat, the negators. And he will explain who they are. And Al-Qadariya Al-Ghulat, the extremists. The Qadariya Al-Nufat, the negators. هم الذين يزعمون أن الله قدر الخير ولم يقدر الشر. They are the ones who claim that Allah, He pre-decreed the good, but didn't pre-decree the bad. Pre-decreed the good, but didn't pre-decree the bad. وهذا هو المذهب السائد عند المعتزلة. This is the methodology, the way of the معتزلة. وهم في زعمهم أنهم ينزهون الله عن كونه يقدر الشر. They are claiming that they are trying to free Allah from actually, according to them, they are trying to free Allah from, يعني, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ordain something bad. Yeah, that He will ordain something bad. ثم يعاقب عليه. Then that person will be punished according to it, according to that bad. ولم يعلموا أنهم قد وقعوا فيما هو أشر مما فروا منه. And they don't realize that they actually ran away from that which is worse than it. فإنهم إذا زعموا أن الله خالق الخير وأن كل إنسان خالق للشر. If they claim that Allah is the one who creates the good, but the people themselves, they are the ones who create, يعني the creation themselves, that the person himself, he's the one who creates the bad, that which emanates from him. He says, from the bad, like for example disbelief, evil doing, sins, major sins, minor sins, that will necessitate the following. If they deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the action of the bad as well as created the action of the good, if they deny that Allah created the action of the bad, then he says that necessitates the following. The first of them, أنهم قد أثبتوا خالقين, خالقين, that they have indeed affirmed two gods. One for creating good and one for creating bad. فَشَابَهُ الْمَجُوسِ بِذَلِكَ. So they actually are likened to the Majus, the fire worshippers. The fire worshippers. ثَانِيهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ نَسَبُوا اللَّهَ إِلَى الْعَجَزِ. Secondly, they have actually affirmed for Allah having the inability to create. حينما يكون في كونه شيء لم يقدره, such that there is in his creation that which he didn't create. Thirdly, أن ذلك يستلزم أن الله كان مغلوبا على أمره. In this case, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يعني was overpowered regarding his command. وأن الكفار غلبوه. وهذا قول باطل, that the kuffar, they are the ones who يعني overpowered. They're the ones who overpowered, and that this statement is batil, is futile. That's the first type of qadariyah. The second type of qadariyah, they are the ghulat, the extremists. فهم الذين يقولون إن العبد مجبور على ما صدر منه. They're the ones who say that the abd, the servant, is forced to whatever he does, is forced to do it. They are the jabariyah. They are the ones who believe that you have no choice. Whatever you do, you're forced. سواء كان كفرا أو إيمانا أو طاعة, whether it is disbelief or belief or obedience or disobedience. وزعموا أن الإنسان بمنزلة الغصن الذي يحرك. So they believe just like a feather, the person is like a feather flying. Just he goes according to the wind, he goes right, he goes left, he goes whatever. نعم والحجر الذي يدحرج, just like the stone that actually rolls. So that is, if it rolls, it's like he's been forced because of the force of on it. وَهَذَا الْقَوْلُ قَوْلٌ بَاطِلٌ أَيْضًا. And this is actually a futile statement. وَكُلُّ إِنسَانٍ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْخَلِيقَةِ كُلُّهَا يُحْسِنُ بِأَنَّهُ حُرٌ فِي اخْتِيَارِهِ. نعم, فهو يفعل ما يشاء بخيرة نفسه. وَأَنَّهُ لَا إِجْبَارَ عَلَيْهِ. So then he explains that the insan, in reality, he is a person who has a choice. And there is no ijbar upon that person. He's not being forced to do right or wrong. The person has a choice. But that choice, that mashi'ah is under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wills it to occur, whether good or bad. If he wills, he doesn't will it to occur. And that's why Allah said, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Whatever you will, comes under the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't occur except with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali in his explanation of al-Shari'a of al-Ajurri, which alhamdulillah, which he was teaching about 11 years ago or 10 years ago in his house. He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not allow anyone's will to be on its own, because then there will be the creator. But rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his will is at, yani, when the people will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala either wills it or doesn't will it, based upon a great wisdom. And this is, he said, from his rububiyyah, from his lordship, that he is the khaliq. Ala lahu al-khalqu wal-amr, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to him belongs the creation and the affair, yani the command belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful benefit that yes, we have a choice, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it or doesn't will it, yani based upon his great wisdom. وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فَإِنَّهُ يَقُولُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ جَلَّ وَعَلَا هُ إِرَادَتَانِ. He has two types of irada, wills, irada al-kawniyya wa irada al-shar'iyya. He explains that irada al-kawniyya, that which he wills and he's not pleased with. Irada al-kawniyya, qadariyya. Arada fiha wuqu'u al-khayr wal-shar wal-iman. So it could be he's pleased with or not pleased. Yani, from that which occurs, from the irada, from whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, it could be good, bad, iman, kufr, obedience, disobedience, and he willed that for his slaves. This is irada al-kawniyya al-qadariyya. وَكُلُّ مِنْهُمْ سَائِرْ إِلَى مَا كَتَبَ لَهُ أَوْ عَلَيْهِ. So everyone is, يعني, in accordance with that which is written for them. Then he says, as for the irada al-ukhra, then it's irada shar'iyya. That is the one, he says, أن العباد مخلوقون. The servants are created and their actions also are created also. And this is the shar'iyya which he is pleased with. So if you say a kafir and not a Muslim, non-Muslim, and he's not worshipping Allah, this is irada al-kawniyya. He doesn't worship Allah. But if he becomes a Muslim and he starts praying and worshipping Allah, then he has fulfilled that, alhamdulillah, which is legislated upon him. And this is what Allah wills from the irada al-shar'iyya, and Allah is pleased with that. فَأَخْبَرَ أَنَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ مَخْلُوقَ كَمَا أَنَّهُمْ هُمْ مَخْلُوقُونَ قَالَ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مَا تَنْحِتُونَ وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah created you and that which you do. نعم. So then he says here, وَلَهُ عَلَى عِبَادِهِ الْحُجَّةَ الدَّامِغَ وَلَهُ فِيهِمَ الْحِكْمَةُ الْبَالِغَ وَيُؤْمِنُ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُعَذِّبُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ إِلَّا بِذَنْبٍ. And also Ahl Sunnah believe that Allah will not punish anyone from his servants, yani from his creation, except due to them sinning. نعم. بأن الله لا يعذب أحدا من خلقه إلا بالذنب. So he won't punish them except that they sin. And this is a nice faida as well. This one actually from Shaykh Ubayd Hafidullah. He said that why is it on the day of judgment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create women of paradise, مثلا, for the believers. He create women of paradise, يعني the حورعين and so on. Why? When he will not create خلق, يعني he will not create a creation for hellfire. Because hellfire, he said that hellfire itself, Allah will not punish anyone with it unless he is tested and judged. Unless he is tested and judged. But as for paradise, out of his mercy he will create for the people of paradise a khalq, a creation for them. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ أَحَدًا. Because Allah doesn't oppress anybody to create a people to be punished in the hellfire without being even tested and without even being judged. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. He commands good, he commands justice and righteousness. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ كَمَا قَالَ مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly portraying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust. If you are grateful to him and you believe in him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just unjustly punish a person who is sincere, who is grateful, who is doing righteousness, who is doing, and he's trying his best to keep away from haram. Of course, all of this is under his will. And if the person falls into disobedience, major sins and so on, because major sins require tawbah. And minor sins can be negated, and it can be blotted out with good deeds. The wudu that you do, the sins fall out from the fingertips, yani from your fingertips, the wudu that you do, each step you take towards the masjid, Allah raises your degree, forgives your sin. Going to the masjid, and there's a hadith which mentions going back home, yani going back away from the masjid, yani going to and fro. You are raised, and you are forgiven. All of these are, inshallah, as well aid in expiation of sins. And also the hadith about al-jum'ah to jum'ah, and also Ramadan to Ramadan. And also is mentioned وَصَلَوَاتُ الْخَمْسِ, the five daily prayers, كَفَّارَةٌ لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا, our expiation of sins, مَشْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ, so long as you keep away from the major sin, الْكَبَائِرِ, the major sins. You keep away from major sins, then alhamdulillah, because major sin requires tawbah, and the condition of tawbah is إِقْلَعَ الذَّنْبِ, first of all النَّدَمْ, you have to feel remorse of what you did. Keep away, stop what you did of bad, of evil. Third condition is that you don't go back to that evil. And the fourth condition, if you took the right of your brother, then you return that right. These are the four conditions of tawbah. So if these conditions are not met, then you have not fulfilled the conditions of tawbah. If you are proud, for example, you sinned and you're proud, then this is worse for you. Because Iblis, Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, said, Iblis, he said, if you see a man sin due to desires, then have hope for him. If you see a man sin due to arrogance, pride, then fear for him. Because, he said, Iblis, he sinned due to arrogance, and he's in the hellfire. And yet, Adam alayhi salam, he sinned, yani when he disobeyed Allah at that time, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still there's hope for him because he didn't sin out of arrogance. So this is clear for us that we may fall into sin. We all fall into sin. كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير خطائين التوابون. All of the children of Adam make mistakes, and the best of those who make mistakes are those who turn into repentance. But how are you when you're making the mistake? How is the condition of your heart? Is it arrogance? Is it yani haughty, you're happy to do that sin? Or is it shaking with fear of Allah? Shaking that you're doing that sin. Shaking so much that you fear that you finish that sin. The state of the heart. إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. That is that piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. If it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. So how is that? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in Wabil al-Sayyib, he says it may be a person who sins that will bring him closer to Allah than if he does an act of obedience. It could be a situation like that. Why? Because he said that a person, it may be, so it's not the general, it's a maybe situation, that a person who sins, and due to that sin he makes tawbah and he cries to Allah. He asks Allah to forgive him. And raises his hands, and in the last third part of the night, he's asking Allah that he takes away that sin. He never goes back to that sin, and he wants to always please Allah thereafter. So it was a rectification for him. And it may be a person who's done tahajjud, or he fasts Mondays and Fridays. It may be. That's why the condition of the heart is so important. How is the condition of the heart? And this one, wallahi, you get it from the ulama, this teaching. You don't get it from those who don't sit with the ulama. Why? Because they have jahili, the past of them, baggage. خَيْرُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّ خَيْرُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقِهُ. If they have understanding, where does the understanding come? From Ahlul Ilm. They sit with Ahlul Ilm. They benefit from Ahlul Ilm. They get the experience, as in the sittings of Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam Shafi rahimahullah, and Imam Ahmad rahimahullah. People were learning manners. Not just ilm, they were learning adab and akhlaq and how to be with your brother and to remind each other of the akhirah. This is what they were learning, because every day they were benefiting. Not piecemeal, not quick fit, not quick learn, come back, and all of a sudden, when's my next khutbah? You know, putting yourself forward, not having humility, not having, yani, putting yourself forward. It's not the trait. Not the trait. Sheikh Rabi Abdullah said in his Majmu' Fatawa, you can read it. 2 years, is it sufficient for somebody to go? And we asked him ourselves, somebody goes and learns for 2 years and comes back, is that sufficient? He said, what is it he will learn? What is it the person have learned in 2 years? He asked. As an answer of negation. What is it that the person will learn in 2 years? This is only 2 years. How about yani more than that? How about less than that? How about less than that? We have to be just to ourselves and not be oppressors of our own selves. Because this is the deen of Allah. وَأَن تَقُولَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you speak about Allah that which you don't know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Don't go into that which you have no knowledge. Indeed, the sam', the hearing, the sight, and the fu'ad, the heart, all of it, you are responsible for. You will be questioned. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and make us of those who are better in our actions than our speech. ما يفعل الله نعم. They mentioned that, and he said, قال الله جل وعلا إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة وإن تك حسنة يضاعفها ويؤتي من لدنه أجرا عظيما. Allah doesn't oppress not even the size of a dharra. As dharra is small, atom's weight of a deed, and atom's weight of a deed Allah will not oppress you over. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. And Allah said about Luqman to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُمْ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ فَتَكُمْ فِي صَخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Even if it is atom's weight of a deed, and it's inside a rock, or it's in the heavens, or in the earth, Allah will bring it out. That good deed or bad deed. Atom's weight, Ya Abdullah. Not even big deed, just an atom's weight. Allah will bring it out. This verse is sufficient for us, Ya Akhwan, that Yawm al-Qiyamah, each and every one of us will be standing in front of Allah. He will question us, and He will, yani, each and every one of us is in the hadith, who Allah will speak to without turjuman, without a translator. Without translator. Atom's weight, you will not be left out with. Atom's weight. So how about bigger than that? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Atoms weight. Sallallahu yaghfir lana ya Rabb. Allah will not oppress. It's not just bad deed, even good deed. You visit your brother for the sake of Allah. You go and strive for knowledge. You try your best to practice the deen. وَإِن تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. Look how merciful Allah is. If it's a good deed, He will multiply it. يُضَاعِفْهَا. If it is a bad deed and you turn into repentance, Allah will forgive it. Even if that bad deed is from the worst of bad deeds, shirk. If you turn to tawbah, if you leave a shirk and you come to tawheed, Allah will forgive it. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Zumar. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins, for He is غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. But what is the condition then? وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah in repentance. And inaba is continuous repentance. It's not just tawbah once and then you forget about it. Inaba is tawbah after tawbah after tawbah after tawbah after tawbah. You become following the sunnah of Rasulullah of making istighfar 70 times a day or 100 times a day. More than 70 and 100. More than 70 times a day in one narration and 100 times a day in another narration. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And submit to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Before punishment comes to you and you will not be aided. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And follow that which has been revealed to you from your Lord before that punishment comes to you, snatches you. The punishment snatches you all of a sudden and you don't even know, you're not even realizing it's coming. أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. Or that that person will regret what I have missed from the good deeds. They will regret. They regret. خلاص ما فرطت. That's too late. If you die, خلاص. Too late. وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. And he was of those who were used to mock. And this trait is the trait, if you go to Masail Jahiliyyah of Muhammad Wahhab rahimahullah, he brings about over 120 traits of the Jahiliyyah people. One of the traits is mocking. This is not the trait of the believer, to mock. Or the trait of the Muslim believer, to mock at his brother, even if he's wrong. If somebody is wrong, don't mock him, ya akhi. This is Masail Jahiliyyah, this is the way of the Jews. They used to mock the prophets. They used to mock the righteous. They would mock at Nuh alayhi salam building an ark. They would mock at other Anbiya, Salih alayhi salam. They said, if you don't stop what you're saying, we will stone you. They would mock at him. The Prophet was mocked at when he went to Taif, and they threw stones at him and until he bled. They mocked at him. And Aisha radhiallahu anha asked, was there a day greater, more severe to you than Taif, than Uhud? Because his tooth, his incisor tooth, Ruba'iyah, was chipped and his head was hit until he bled. Was there a day severe to you than that? He said yes. It was when I went to Taif. More severe. So mocking. Sheikh Rabi Hawidullah says, based upon this. And this is in his, this was in his explanation of Manhaj al-Anbiya. MashaAllah, you have Manhaj al-Anbiya. You have Manhaj al-Anbiya, methodology of the prophets. Sheikh Rabi taught that book. Taught it. It was every Saturday in his house. May Allah reward Nadeem, Muhammad Nadeem, he was translating. Every week we would go down. So it wouldn't just be Wednesday, Thursday, but also Friday for the Sharia class, and Thursday was Fath al-Majid, Sheikh Rabi' in Masjid bin Baz in Aziziyah. And on Saturday we would go back down to Makkah again because of his teaching Manhaj al-Anbiya. And he finished it from cover to cover, and he said this beautiful benefit, Ya Akhwan, which is very hard to find anywhere. He said that the Prophet ﷺ, he was mocked at, and that mockery was more severe on him than Uhud, when he was hit and he bled and his incisor tooth was chipped. That mocking was more severe for the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, that day we went to Taif was more severe for me. Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah Istanbata, he derived from this benefit, he said, nowadays you have the takfir is going round saying this individual is in prison. Look how great he is. Yeah, because he went to prison. Because he went to prison, and they think that is a virtue. Because he went to prison for the haq and he spoke the truth. Even though we know he didn't speak the truth. He went to prison. And they see that as, you know, the man comes out and he's like a hero. But then they end up mocking the ulama. So what did they end up doing? They praise the one who is dispraised. And they dispraise the one who is praised, who is an alim. They do the opposite of what is required for them. And they do the worst of traits, and that is mockery. And this is a trait you find as well in some of the youth. Unfortunately, because as youth, we don't have the experience or the knowledge of what the ulama are saying regarding the severity of these affairs. And they would mock at a brother or a person who made a mistake. Why? Why? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like oppression. Inna Allah la yadlimu an-nasa shay'a, walakinna an-nasa anfusahum yadlimun. Allah doesn't oppress the people in anything, yani not even anything, but the people, they oppress themselves. Walakinna an-nasa anfusahum yadlimun. They oppress themselves. فَهَذِهِ عَقِيدَةُ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يَعْتَقِدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْعِبَادَ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ وَيَثِيبَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا أَوْ يُعَاقِبَهُمْ بِسَبَبِ كَسْبِهِمْ لَهَا الَّذِي صَدَرَ عَنْ مَحْضِ إِرَادَتِهِمْ وَاخْتِيَارِهِمْ وَجَلَّ رَبُّنَا وَتَقَدَّسَ مِنْ أَنْ يَظْلِمَ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ. وفي الحديث القدسي الذي رواه مسلم عن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما يرويه عن ربه عز وجل يا عبادي, الحديث القدسي, Oh my servants, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي, I have forbidden oppression for myself, وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا And I have made it forbidden between you. فَلَا تَظَالَمُونَ So don't oppress each other. فَدَلَّتِ الْأَدِلَّةُ الشَّرْعِيَّةُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِهِ Islamic legislation shows us clearly that Allah doesn't oppress anyone from His servants. إِلَّا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُنَزِّهُ عَنْ نِسْبَةِ الشَّرِّ إليه إجلالا له. Except that Allah subhanahu we know, He it's not from His names to be called that He oppresses. No, Allah doesn't oppress, but Allah enjoins good and forbids the evil. He enjoins good and forbids the evil, and He frees Himself from any deficiency. ولهذا قالت الجن حين طردوا من السماء. This is why the jinn, after they were, what's the word called? Expelled from the heavens. وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا So they didn't want to affirm any oppression for Allah or any evil for Allah. And you can find that also in Surah Al-Kahf, where Allah spoke about the story of Musa and Khidr. When he came to the story of Musa and Khidr, نعم, when he spoke about the ghulam, the walad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, Allah didn't say, yani, that Khidr alayhi salam referred to the shar or to the killing to Allah. He just mentioned it without mentioning the fa'il that is Allah. Why? Because as manas that we don't say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason. Although no doubt Allah creates the evil, but doesn't force you to do the evil. And this is adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time we say that all things that occur, it occurs whether good or bad, it occurs by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ And this is based upon His great wisdom. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ قَالُ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَبَّيْكَ وَالسَّعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرَ كُلُّهُ فِي يَدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ فِي يَدَيْكَ وَالشَّرُّ لَيْسَ إِلَيْكَ فَنَزَهَ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَبَّهُ عَنْ نِسْبَةِ الشَّرِّ إِلَيْهِ And likewise when we say this is Labbayka wa sa'dayk, which means, here I am at your Lord, yani, ready to serve you. Just what we say when we go to Mecca for Umrah or Hajj, Labbayk Allahumma Labbayk. Labbayk means, here I am at your service. And you say that, wa sa'dayk. Wal khayru kulluhu fi yadayk, and all good is in your hands. Wa sharru laysa ilayk. This, he only said this, and evil is not attributed to you. He said this, not to negate that Allah creates the good and the bad. Not to negate that. But Allah, just out of, affirming for Allah all perfection, and adaban with Allah, he said that. وَيُؤْمِنُ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَى مَنْ يَشَاءُ And this is the last bit. مِنْ عِبَادِهِ بِالْهِدَايَةِ فَضْلًا مِنْهُ وَرَحْمَةً وَكَرَمًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ بِالْهِدَايَةِ عدلا منه سبحانه وتعالى لذلك فإن الواجب علينا أن نسير على ضوء ما قرره لنا ربنا في كتابه وما قرره لنا نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته وأن لا نحكم عقولنا في هذا الأمر أهل السنة believe الله سبحانه وتعالى He blesses whomsoever He wills amongst His slaves with guidance فضلا منه as a mercy from as a blessing from Him as a virtue from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a mercy from Him and a blessing from Him and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides whom He wills yani by being misguided as justice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we say also he says that it's obligatory upon us to be upon that which Ahlul Sunnah has affirmed مَا قَرَّهُ لَنَا رَبُّنَا and what Allah has affirmed in His book and what the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has affirmed in His Sunnah And we don't use our aql to try to understand the affairs. Yani, in this affair of the unseen, the affair of this great belief of Al-Qadr. That was the section of Al-Qadr. And I just made some notes regarding the area of justice, because we talked about justice. And so as a fa'idah, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah in his I'lam al-Muwaqqi'in, volume 4, page 148. Can write this down. This time, really, we need to memorize this because we have lots of injustice. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us just and keep us away from injustice. I'lam Waqi'in, volume 4, page 148. Actually, that one is about taking the fatawa of the Sahaba over the Mutaakhirin, over those who came later. That was another incident. But in Minhaj al-Sunnah of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, Minhaj al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, volume 5, page 157 to 158. ومع هذا فأهل السنة يتعلمون معهم العدل والإنصاف ولا يظلمون فإن الظلم حرام مطلقا. He said أهل السنة, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah says أهل السنة, they learn what? العدل, justice, والإنصاف, again like justice, يعني being just. وَلَا يَظْلِمُونَ فَإِنَّ الظُّلْمَ حَرَامٌ مُطْلَقًا. And they don't oppress because oppression is absolutely haram. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّ بِالْقِسْطِ. Your Lord has ordained with justice, has commanded justice. قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّ بِالْقِسْطِ. قِسْط, if it comes in the Quran, it means justice. قِسْط, يعني balanced, middle course, justice. Ulama are just. One can make mistake, but in general, the alim is a just person. He's upon tawheed, he's upon sunnah. So he's followed in that which is correct. That which is incorrect is not followed. And so the mistake is rejected and the honor is kept. As Shaykh Samtami mentioned in Majmu' Fatawa and Shatibi mentions in Al-Tisam, this is something which is known, the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah in how to deal with the error of the alim without taking away the honor of the alim. So here, because that's from injustice, take away the honor of the alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the ulama, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ درجات. Raised them, why? Because they're upon tawheed. شهد الله أنه لا إله إلا هو والملائكة وأولو العلم قائماً بالقسط. See, and he mentioned that they are upon justice. قائماً بالقسط. So, Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn al-Qayyim, sorry, he mentioned in Risala Tabukiyya, page 34, he says, أمر سبحانه بالقيام بالقسط وهو العدل في هذه الآية وهذا أمر بالقيام بحق. I've actually written this down, so I hope I haven't made any mistake in the wording. He says, وَهَذَا أَمْرٌ بِالْقِيَامِ بِهِ حَقٌّ, sorry, حَقٌّ لِكُلِّ أَحَدٍ عَدُوًا كَانَ أَوْ وَلِيًّا. So this justice is for everybody, whether he's an enemy or a friend. Friend or foe. So even enemy, will be just to them. In refuting them, we be honest. And we don't try and find lies. We don't try and find, and we ascertain, and if Fasiq comes to you, ascertain to affirm that which is correct. If a just one comes to you, thiqa, alhamdulillah, we take from that. But even with your enemy, you have to be just. Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah said, because of this verse, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, because of this verse, then it is obligatory, it is a must that the person is just. This is haqq, this is truth, this is righteousness, this is good. لكل أحد, for everyone, whether he is a adu, an enemy, or whether he is a wali. This is in Risala Tabukiyya. The reason why I mention these narrations, because wallahi we are in need of this. We are in need to be just in our speech. And we say in Khutbat al-Haja, وَقُولُ قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, from the verse, and say a word that is directed to the truth. Allah musta'an. فالقيام بها بالهوى. So if you use desires now, not justice, you bring now, you are upon desires. والمعصية, and sin. in how you deal with the other. مُضَادٌ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ يعني going against the command of Allah. مُنَافٍ لِمَا بُعِثَ بِهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Then that is actually going against Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and that which he has been sent with. That is desires, going forward into your desires and sin in how you deal with everybody else and also yourself. For yourself you have to be just as well. And also in Al-Ilam Waqi'in of Ibn Al-Qayyim, Volume 3, page 94, he says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْإِنصَافِ And Allah loves justice. Allah loves justice. And look how beautiful this the next faida is. He said, Allah said in the Quran, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَأَعْلًا صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا Sorry. And the words of your Lord have been completed. The Quran, speech of Allah, is complete. You can't add to it. Has been completed with sidq and adl and justice, truthfulness and justice. And Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says sidqan fil akhbar. This means sidqan fil akhbar, truthfulness in terms of the news that reached us, and adlan fil awamir wal nawahi, in enjoining good, in its commandments, in the Quran's commandment, and also the forbiddance. Sidqan wa adla. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah says, قَرَنَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ الصِّدْقِ وَالْعَدْلِ فِي هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned them together, الصِّدْق and العدل. So you can't have somebody who's just and is a liar. It's not possible. He can't be just. Why? Because he's a liar. Or he lies. He doesn't see it as something which is, you know, he lies, oppresses and this, and then he makes tawbah on the internet, then he takes it down again, playing games. It's not صِدْق. Not sidq. Sidq is you don't play about with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't be clumsy when you narrate. You don't be clumsy when you say he did. And you try to do your best to. Is it true? Is it happened? If it happened, that's Allah salama. The error is rejected and refuted. But someone whose adl must have sidq. He must be truthful. If he's, because Allah mentioned them together in this verse, sidqan wa adla. So if you want to be a follower of Quran, then you have to have both of them together. You have to be truthful and you have to be just. Anyway, there are more narrations that I was looking at regarding al-adl and regarding dhulm and so on, and that is a whole lecture in itself. We ask Allah to forgive us for prolonging the dars today, and today we covered only a portion of actually the section. Imam Ahmed, the Imam Sheikh Ahmed Al-Najmi rahimahullah carried on. Inshallah we will carry on to the best of our ability until we finish, and I'll do my best to finish, even if it means in the last third part of the night or after Fajr in Ramadan, like we used to do with in Masjid al-Sunnah. And from the Ajaib that we read regarding one of the great scholars, the teacher of Muhammad Wahhab rahimahullah, Allama Tussindi rahimahullah, he used to have classes in the Haram before Fajr. If you go to the Masjid al-Nabawi now, I have many classes, alhamdulillah. Fajr, Asr, Maghrib. But amazingly, I was reading his biography, and he said, and they mentioned that from the amazing, beautiful things is that he used to teach before Fajr. So, teaching is something which is a virtue, going through that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, and that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. This is ni'mah indeed, Allah. Using your time in that which is beneficial. Wallahu alam. وصلى الله وسلم على خير خلق الله محمد واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين ايش
وان الله يذل من يشاء من عباده بالهدايه
I think there's maybe a خطا مطبعي maybe just he misguides whom he wills with guidance. I think he meant bil he guides whom he wills. يهدي من يشاء بالهداية. Then it's the opposite. I think he means other than that. خطأ مطبعي. You know, subhanAllah, be amazed how many errors in the print, not from the alim himself, from the print, because a lot of these books, they are tafriq, you know, they are transcribed. And it could be sabq al-lisan as well. That's why for the alim, we make excuse for. If he errs, we make excuse for, yani in terms of his that it was only a slip of the tongue, he didn't mean it. And but the mistake is rejected. We didn't say it's allowed. We said it's wrong. But we said that it's probably khata matba'i. Try to bring the best light out of it. But unfortunately, you may find extremism will make you say, oh look, he said this, and then all of a sudden take him out of Ahlul Sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this is not from justice. That's not from justice. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وخير كلام مقل ودل. The best speech is that which is concise and to the point. And the one who's, Shaykh Rabbi Abu Dhabi mentioned the hadith in fitna, the one who's sitting is better than the one who's standing, the one who's standing is better than the one who's walking and running in the fitna. Allah, subhanallah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that each and every one of us and the Muslim and the Salafis in this country and outside this country, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring that their hearts are upon the hearts of one man. As in Bukhari Kitab al-Ilm, Bukhari Kitab al-Ilm, 70,000 will enter paradise without any reckoning. In Muslim Imam Ahmad, and each one of the 70,000 will have 70,000. Each one will have, because 70,000 is a small number if you consider yani from the Sahaba to this time, small number from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yani compared to the number. So at least the wording in Musnad Imam Ahmad gives us a bit of hope, because each one will have 70,000. You work it out, yani 7 times 7 49, and you have how many zeros? 4 zeros, 8 zeros. So 49 and 8 zeros, at least it gives you a bit of hope. And no doubt this is also little compared to how many people. But without any reckoning. Of course, from the example of them is that the people of Tawheed, لا يسترقون ولا يكتوون ولا يتطيرون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Of course, these are the qualities mentioned in the hadith of Muawiyah ibn Hakam al-Sulami in Sahih Muslim. But one thing that beautiful benefit, we were doing it with Sheikh Abdul Habbad in the Haram, Masjid al-Nabawi. And he mentioned this nice fa'idah in there, that hadith, Kitab al-Ilm, in Sahih al-Bukhari. And he's doing it again now, Sahih al-Bukhari from the beginning. He said, the hadith mentioned 70,000, the first of them and the last of them, upon the heart of one man. Upon the heart of one man. The first of them and the last of them upon the heart of one man. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the first and the last of the Salafis in this country and outside this country, they are upon the heart of one man. We all make mistakes. We all need to advise each other to the best of our ability. We all need to keep away from those affairs which will lead to splitting. Wallah. There's a nice benefit here. Wallahi, beautiful benefit. You read the Aqwal A'imma, Ulama, wallahi. Look, Shaykh Muqbil Rahimahullah, great Imam, who we met in Mecca. With Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, imagine that, on the same platform. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah and Sheikh Muqbil rahimahullah giving lecture. And I have that tape. Inshallah, one day we'll translate that tape and put it out for the people. He says, نصيحتي لأهل السنة أن يتباعدوا عن أسباب الفرقة والاختلاف. That they leave off those affairs which will bring about splitting and differences. Now, also he mentions, he says, أَمَّا أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ غَالِبُ اخْتِلَافِهِمْ فِي مَفْهُومِ حَدِيثِ فِي عِبَادَاتِ And وَرَدَتْ عَنِ الشَّارِعِ مُتَنَوِّعَةً أو في أحاديث اختلفت أنظارهم في تصحيحه وتضعيفه إلى غير ذلك. This is from most of the affairs that occur to the difference between أهل السنة usually is because of yani differences in ijtihad. These are the, or in understanding hadith, or hadith in ibadat, for example, or in the authentication and making hadith da'if. Yani they differ on these kind of things. But Ahl Sunnah, really, we should try our best to stick to the advice of Ahl Ilm. Allah, is difficult this time. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.